Hey everyone, in this recording today I'm going to show you a feature of NVDA that is really handy if you are using a braille display. So I'm using a Refresher Braille 18 with NVDA over Bluetooth right now on my desktop computer. And there's a really cool feature that you can use, and it really makes things convenient. And it allows you to do more operations on the computer directly from the Braille display itself. Now, this doesn't let you do everything, but it certainly does give you a lot more flexibility than you previously had. So, I'm going to go to the NVDA menu using my desktop keyboard right now.
NVDA menu.
Now I'm going to go to Preferences,
Settings,
and then Input Gestures.
Input Gestures dialog. Preview Braille collapsed weather rating level 0.
We're going to go under Braille.
Expanded 50 items. Level 1 cycle through the Braille cursor shapes weather 50. Erases the last entered Braille cell or character. Collapse. Inputs Braille dots by the Braille keyboard. Collapse moves the Braille display to the current focus. Moves the Braille display to the next line. Collapse 5. Moves the Braille display to the previous line. Reports formatting info for the text under this Braille cell. 7. Uprats the cursor to or activates the object under this Braille cell. Collapse rolls the Braille display map. Collapse rolls the toggle tethering of Braille to toggle the Braille cursor on and off. Toggle the Braille context information. Translates any Braille input. Collapse translates any Braille input and presses the enter key. Level 0 brass mode. Collapse to obey.
So now we're going to go to emulated system keyboard keys.
Emulated system keyboard keys collapsed, expanded 10 items.
Now, by default, not all of these are assigned. But if I press down arrow,
level 1 virtually toggles the NVDA key to emulate a keyboard shortcut with Braille input collapsed 1 of 10.
So this is pretty cool, so I'm going to press right arrow.
Expanded 1 item. Level 2 B1 plus B3 plus B4 plus B5 plus B9 pound slash human whale slash APH slash orbit rail displays 1 of 1.
So you might be wondering, what does that mean? So B1, B3, B4, B5, and B9. So 1, 3, 4, 5 in Braille is the letter N, and B9 is used as the space key. So I assigned this to space with N so that I can press that, and it will emulate holding down the NVDA key. We'll show you some more of these.
Level 1 virtually toggles the Alt key to emulate a keyboard shortcut with Braille input collapsed, expanded, 1 items. Level 2 B1 plus B3 plus B4 plus B9 pound slash human whale slash APH.
I did that, space
with them,
so that you can do that.
Level 1 virtually toggles the control key to emulate a keyboard shortcut, expanded, 1 item.
Now I'm controlling this from my Braille display.
Level 2 B1 plus B4 plus B7 plus B8 pound slash human
that
slash
one,
APH slash orbit
I assigned
one of one.
To the, because the Refresher Braille has two bottom keys on the keyboard to the left and right of the spacebar, you can use those with your thumbs. So I just press those in with my two thumbs and then press C to emulate this. So this is useful if you wanted to do a copy paste or move left or right by word. You can achieve that, and you'll see why in a moment.
Level 1 virtually toggles the left window key to emulate a keyboard shortcut.
I also did that so that if I get a toast notification, I can interact with those too.
Level 2 B2 plus B4 plus B5 plus B6 plus B9 pound slash
that's
human
space
whale slash
W
slash
for
level
Windows.
Level 1 virtually toggles the shift key to emulate a keyboard.
Virtually toggles the shift key. I did not assign that one because that one is not as prominent.
Down arrow collapse 6 of 10 level
now,
1.
Now down arrow.
Expanded 2 items.
These are already assigned, but
level 2 B4 plus B9 pound slash human whale slash APH slash
I wanted to
slash
be able to
two.
Use conventional Braille keys to access these, so I assigned keys to them.
Slash human whale
now
slash
where that says down,
two
that's
level two.
The joystick gesture. So I can move down
level
using
one
the joystick. Push right on the joystick to do that.
Level 2 select palm slash human whale slash APH slash orbit rail displays 1 of 1. Level 1 left arrow collapse 8 of 10. Expanded 2 items. Level 2 B3 plus B9 palm slash human whale left palm slash human whale slash level 1 right arrow collapse.
So B3 plus B9 for left arrow, so space with dot 3. Right arrow.
Expanded 2 items.
Space with dot 6.
Level 2 B6 plus B9 palm slash human whale slash APH right palm level 1 up arrow collapse 10 of 10.
Up arrow is space with dot 1.
Level 2 B1 plus B9 palm slash up. Level 0 input collapse 6 of minutes and level 1 the next key that is pressed will not be pressed.
So.
It must end on speed sit the next text information collapse 50 of 80 level 0.
Okay. text information. We're going to go in here. This is an add-on I have.
Level 1 reports the last retrieved information in a browsable dialog. Collapsed 1 of 3. Appended 1 item. Level 2 NVDA plus control plus. Keyboard all layouts 1 of 1.
Semicolon, I can see that on the display. So I'm going to press enter from the display.
Sound recorder dialog. Toolbar. Stop recording.
And that will close out of there. So let's see this in action. So how can this be beneficial? So I'm going to do this all from the Braille keyboard. So I'm going to go to the run dialog.
Left window pressed. Dot 5-6. Run dialog, type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open. Combo box collapse. Edit alt plus O. Selected NVDA.
Actually.
NVDA.
I'm not sure there's anything else in here. So
NVDA.
I actually did that a way that I didn't want to, so I'm going to press escape from the keyboard here to do that, but I'm going to carry the rest of this out from the display itself, so I'm going to actually go back to the desktop so you can get the full picture here.
Left window pressed, not 5-6, folder view list, notepad 10 of 11.
I can also type out what I want.
W-O-R.
And I guess I don't have that, but if I type INT.
INT.
I can see that it has highlighted Internet Explorer. N-O.
N-O.
It will highlight Notepad. So I'm now going to press dot 8 for select.
Untitled Notepad. Edit multi-line blend.
Now.
Dot 6. I. Space. A-M. Space. D-Y. B-I-N.
I don't know.
G. G.
Why. It has
space.
Problems
I N space dot six N O D E B A D
with inserting
space.
The letter G.
I N space dot six double I N D O double S dot.
Now I just went to a new line.
Dot six. D A E space dot six B R A I L L E space D D dot six D I S B L A Y space I S space W O R K I N G space V E R Y space W E L L space W I D H space dot six N V D A dot.
Now, let's say I'm done. How do we close out? So I'm going to press the space of them to depress Alt key.
Alt press.
Now I'm going to press F on the Braille display with the, in the current Braille code, so letter sign and then F.
Dot 5-6. New control plus NN. Empty text. Notepad dialog, do you want to save changes to untitled? Save button Alt plus S.
Now I can see save button Alt S on the Braille display. I know that the key for this is Alt N, so I don't have to press Alt N, I can just type the letter N. Or I can use, you can actually use, if there's no items in a combo box, you're not in a text field or tree view, and you're just in a list of option buttons or checkboxes, you can actually use left and right arrow to navigate through, so I'm going to do that.
Don't save button Alt plus N.
And I'm going to press the spacebar on the Braille display.
Sound recorder dialog, toolbar, stop recording button Alt plus S.
Or you could have instead pressed enter on the display. So that is how that works, and you can apply this. I can go to the system tray.
Left window pressed. Not 5-6. User granted notification area toolbar. Sound recorder recording audio button. Sound recorder recording audio tooltip.
I did not know that had a tray icon. I'm gonna actually click this.
Sound recorder recording audio tooltip. If user granted notification area toolbar.
Oh, that doesn't really let anything. Okay.
Sound recorder recording audio button. Sound recorder recording audio tooltip.
That will basically do it for this. If I press enter here.
Sound recorder recording audio tooltip.
I'm not sure that does anything. It just kind of is an indicator. So, I'm going to... I don't know why PC settings is showing itself to be open.
Sound record PC settings button submenu.
I probably did that.
Sound PC settings. Sound recorder icon 1 of 3.
I probably didn't close it, so...
Sound recorder dialog, toolbar.
But that will do it for this recording. I hope that this is helpful for you guys. If you guys are using NVDA with a Braille display that has Braille input, you can most likely take advantage of this on a lot of the displays supported. So, again, I hope that this was useful, and I will probably be doing another recording sometime here soon, so... Thank you very much for listening. Have a good day.